What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A banner year for your company.
Staples wants to help your business achieve big things with 20% back in rewards on your color printing.
Trust the pros at Staples to print whatever your business needs, like color presentations, brochures, and banners.
Prepare yourself for a banner year and banner savings
with 20% back in rewards on your color printing right now at Staples,
where there's a whole lot in store. And 6/22/19 in store only. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/20back. For details.
I always thought the song sounded a little like Black Sabbath.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Working Man by Rush. I thought the guitar sounded a lot like a Tony Iommi solo from early Black Sabbath. Rush were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 6 years ago today. Working Man, never released as a single, became one of their biggest songs ever. Now, it was on the album called Rush. It was out in 1974. But Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson wrote that song long, long before that.
I think we were out of high school, but it was a long, long time ago. Definitely played it around the bars for many years before it ever got recorded. It was a favorite in the pubs, and it wasn't really until the record got released that we realized what a favorite it was becoming, because for some reason that song was just connected. Even today, people come up to me and want to hear that song, and they love that song. And it was probably the song that did the most for breaking us in the United States, the way it connected. And when it did get on the radio, it really had a lot of impact.
And I think it sounded like Black Sabbath. Next time, listen to the solo. All right, so you've heard the story. Maybe you haven't. That Ozzy, hanging out with Motley Crue, snorted a line of ants. There was a whole bunch of ants walking in a trail, and he snorted them. Been going around for a while. People forgot about that story. Then Motley Crue's The Dirt book came out, and now the movie came out with that scene in it. So people are talking about it. However, former Ozzy guitarist Jake E. Lee says, nope, did not happen. Didn't happen that way, because he was right there. They were next to a pool. Motley Crue was there. Ozzy was there. He says, Ozzy only snorted a little spider. Isn't that worse? Anyway, he says, there was not a trail of effing ants there. He was out. He saw the whole thing trying to get a tan. The other three claim it took place. Why? Because they were wasted, Jake E. Lee says. There were no ants. There were no effing ants. I don't care what the other guys say, there were no ants. He does say that Ozzy did indeed lick some urine. Once again, isn't that worse?
Rock Gossip, 6:25 and 8:25 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
Right now, it's out with the old and in with the Xfinity Spring Sale. As in with incredibly fast, reliable internet powered by Xfinity XFi. It's out with the old and in with the simple, easy, awesome. Click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.